How goes it, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the How We Do Podcast, a self-help podcast in the beautiful state of the state that we're in. I'm Ian. To my right, as always, Kyle.
Thank you.
Across the pond, we've got Gage.
Hello.
That's it.
I'm alone.
Yep, Gage's all alone today.
Lonely it's, boy.
It's mainly always Jared's fault, though, so.
Yeah. He's here in spirit.
Yeah.
As in, he's never really truly gone. Sitting in his chair, so.
He's at home playing with breadsticks.
In suspicious places.
Yeah, he's putting pizza crust in dangerous spots.
Is that from something, or is that something that he brought up once?
There was this...
Because I can believe
both. There was this old thread. I don't remember if it was on Tumblr or what it was on, but it was every time this kid would get mad at his mom for making him do something, he would shove pizza crust up there, and she would have to take him to the emergency room.
Wow.
And so every time that she would like make him mad, he would do that, so she would have to take him to the emergency room.
How far up there does it need to be before you have to go to the emergency room?
Well, think about it. You can't just pull it out, right?
Can't you?
No. Because it breaks apart.
Okay.
And I'm sure you're calloused, so like you're used to it by this point,
sure.
Right?
If you pull it out, it's so crusty that it would cut you probably.
Well, that's his fault.
So they have to like fill you up with water like a balloon and then flush you.
You got
to
give you the Violet Beauregard. Make it a big ball. And push you
they have to take you to the juicing room.
They got to squeeze you. Give you a good squeezing.
Man, can we start a hospital where we have Oompa Loompas that sing to the people in the ER?
You about how stupid are terminally ill. They just sing a song where the kids are going to die.
Yeah, or like a kid just breaks in and you know, he has a broken arm and they just start singing about that.
Oompa Loompa, you have polio. Your legs will not work and you'll have to go.
We cannot find a donor for you.
Oh man, can we start? I would like to start that.
All right, it's done. That's
like
our
to
idea.
Get that hospital
but here,
going.
Just like we talked in pre-pro, I bet someone on the internet already has this idea somewhere, and they've already done it. Kyle, can you look that up real quick?
Yeah. Oh God, that's a need to know basis.
I
right
gotta
there.
Know right now because that's a great idea.
So, what are my search terms for this?
Oompa Loompa Hospital.
Hold on,
I was thinking on. Oompa Loompa Hospital, but I was like, what if it's just a hospital with small people?
Oh, okay.
Like, what if that's the Oompa Loompa Hospital? What type in singing hospital?
Singing
we'll
hospital.
Start with singing hospital and see if we can't get a little more info in there.
But now, when you say singing hospital, I think of like a barbershop quartet in a hospital.
Yeah, making visits.
Like in Family Guy when they sing about that guy having AIDS.
Sure. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
No, you don't.
I know a little bit.
I've read the Cliff Notes.
Yeah, I saw the wiki.
There were sparks on it, I know.
I don't see anything on Singing Hospital.
Okay.
So I feel like we already have the market cornered.
Now, what about Willy Wonka-themed hospital?
Okay, hold on now.
Let's get a little more specific.
Because I really like this idea now.
Or Small Orange Man Hospital is another one we can look up. Look up those terms.
So I did look up Oompa Loompa Hospital.
Did you get a hospital for small people?
There's a video on here that's the world's first Oompa Loompa skydive. I don't think that's related.
I'm sorry?
It's close. It's almost what we're looking for.
It's almost what we're looking for.
So
there might be a hospital called Oompa Loompa.
So I found it's called the Your Event Solution Team. And if we want, we can make a Willy Wonka themed corporate event. Hospital, oh, okay. Maybe not, but a corporate event, like some kind of get together.
A 1 day corporate event hospital.
Yeah.
Where we just bring in sick people and sing about their sicknesses.
I like it's just gonna be this really real conversation with a nurse to us about like what they're going through, how to help them cope, or you know, like figure out more about the patient. And then we bust down the door and start singing some rhyming riddle to them about how their life sucks and it's about to end.
Yeah, the hardest part is going to be coming up with a song in like 5 minutes after learning all of these things.
Like, shit, what rhymes with tumor?
Not a
baby
lot.
Boomer? I don't know.
Wish you could have found out sooner? I don't
know. Yeah, I was going to say wish you could have found out sooner is how I was thinking too.
That was my best guess.
I wonder how much they charge.
Probably a lot, honestly.
Can you imagine the email they're about to get from us where we send them our idea and they're like, what the fuck do they want to do?
You've seen Willy Wonka, right? Now, think about Willy Wonka, but terminally ill children. That's our game plan and theory.
That's our theory.
So, they do have Oompa Loompas, it looks like.
Oh, shit.
I see Oompa Loompas, it looks like chariots, and I see dancers.
Chariots?
Yes.
We can have horse races? Can we get both the Oompa Loompas and the chariots in the same day?
I think so, if we play our cards right.
I just want to race them, though.
Is that Orange Face? Mm-hmm. I feel like that's Orange Face. Hold on, let me download this JPEG.
Well, they're basically slaves anyway.
It's not wrong.
Indentured servant, I would say.
In Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, they worked for Cocoa Beans.
Right. So he was paying them.
Which Cocoa Bean actually, I'm pretty sure, has cocaine in it.
It does. It is an active ingredient. So they were working
for cocaine.
Well, they danced like they were on cocaine.
I know, I've danced that dance plenty of times.
There you go.
Just a little bit, though.
Just a little bit of cocaine. I said emails. Speaking of emails, I had to unsubscribe from the farmersonly.com emails because I was getting so many a day.
You are welcome, Gage.
Wow. Yeah. There is this,
any significant hits or anything like that? Or
no.
Okay, any numbers I should be aware of?
I mean, there was that okay. Swell-looking lady that was into you for a little while. I'm sure
that
she
handsome
had a,
woman.
That handsome woman.
Cowgirl 3842372E.
Looking at you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shouts out.
But you were getting so many profile hits a day that I just had to turn it off.
So I broke the system.
You broke it.
Fuck.
It's too much. Okay.
Well, enough talk about these dying children singing songs to them. Let's get into those Tuesdays.
It is... We need a name for August 13th. And it is Lefty Day.
Well, so I don't remember what this was.
I hope... If it's left-handed days, I hope that you all are not okay.
No, I'm looking. Go ahead. Looking? I'm looking.
I got asked this question at work the other day, and it was, you're both right-handed, right? Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What hand do you wear your watch on if you wear a watch?
If I wear a watch, where do I wear it? Right?
It would be your non-dominant hand, so it would be your left hand.
Would it?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I'll agree with that. I imagine I would just put it on my right hand because I just do everything with that. But then I'm thinking of a situation where I'm holding a drink and I go to check the time and I splash
exactly. The
thing all over the place.
Or you're writing. Sure. Oh, I need to know the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See,
I would say left.
Everyone at work thought I was a maniac for saying left. They were like, you're a psychopath. And then I took it a step further because I like looking like a freak of nature. And I said, well, do you wear it on the bottom of your arm or the top of your arm?
I wear it around my shoulder.
Yeah.
I don't mean, like, up or down. Like, I don't mean, like, past the bows. I mean, like, on the where you make emo tactics? Or do you mean, like, on the top part of your wrist?
I would wear it on the top part of my wrist, but I have seen people wear them on the bottom side of their wrist.
I'm a top, not a bottom.
See, I'm a power bottom.
Okay.
I'm classically a top.
My thought process with being a power bottom, I have two reasons for being the bottom boy.
Uh-huh.
Reason one, it pulls my arm hair if it's on the top, and that hurts a lot. Reason two for bottom boy, if I'm carrying something, I can't just turn my arm and look. I can just like, oh, okay, that's where that is.
So how many situations are you... Does that happen?
For 3 years, it happened every day because I was in facilities and I carried things every day. Now it's a habit to just wear it on the bottom, which it's most comfortable on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Just because.
You ever just thought about shaving your left arm?
All of it?
Yeah.
I only shave the left side of my chest because I find it to be more interesting that way.
Nice surprise.
Are you?
Is it?
I like to think so.
Okay.
Every time I take my shirt off, I get surprised. I'm like, oh, whoa. I forgot my left side is clean, like a child.
I'm extra cool over here.
Yeah. What else is it?
The it's also National Filet Mignon Day.
Fill 'em up day.
Filet Mignon Day.
I hate steak, can I be honest with you guys?
Really?
Yeah, I do not like steak.
Why is that?
Many reasons.
Okay.
The first reason being, I don't like chewy food. And most of the steak that I've ever had is very chewy, and I hate chewy food. I do, however, I do cook steak in a very specific way, and I've gotten a lot of grief for it. I've gotten a lot of hee-haw.
Mm.
And that is because I cook it till it's well done.
Yeah,
and very thin. I like very thin, well done steak. Some people say I like beef jerky.
These people would be fools.
Because, I mean, who am I fooling? I like beef jerky. I hate steak. I don't like eating blood. I like same with my hot dogs. I like to burn my hot dogs. I like, it's not good without a little bit of char
good,
on there.
Good crunch.
Yeah.
You're like a Hank Hill nightmare.
I am. I'm his arch enemy, I think. Yeah.
The coal man.
If I do get thick steak, I have to cut it into slivers and cook it until it's well done. We bought 6 steaks. I marinated 3 of them, and I was ready to slice them boys real thin. And then they went bad because we didn't eat them.
Good job.
So I just threw them away. How do you guys like your steak?
Like, steak is okay, usually medium well, but I like steak sauce, and I feel like that's a very
you just like steak
frowned
sauce.
Upon thing. You don't like steak. Yeah. Yeah. Like steak sauce. But only when it's with steak.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like it with fries.
Yeah, as I put your fries in that stuff.
Like steak fries?
I've never done that before.
Oh, it's really good.
And then put them in a Frosty.
See, that is amazing.
Yeah, put some steak sauce in a Frosty.
Mm-hmm. And then scoop that in your mouth.
It can be steak frostis.
Steak frostis.
You know what else I don't like?
Sure.
That people think is fucking awesome, and I do not like it, is bacon.
You don't like bacon?
I don't think bacon is as great as everyone says it is. Don't get me wrong, bacon's good, but it's not sausage. It's not no maple sausage. Come on. Who are you fooling?
I never thought bacon was like a make or break food either. Like, it's not like the end all be all, like, best thing ever. And I get like that there's weird people out there who's like, oh, fucking, oh, bacon, lol, ha ha. And it's just annoying.
I mean, there's some people that like to eat their own shit, right?
Right.
So everyone's got something.
Right. I mean, bacon's okay.
Yeah, it's not. It's good. I like bacon. Don't
get
me wrong.
Well, how do you like bacon? Crispy or chewy?
Oh, crispy as shit. So crispy. No. Just the crispiest. The crispiest swells.
No.
I'm impartial to both. I like both of them. But I would rather have some nice gooey chewy.
Yeah, chewy's mm-hmm. where it's at.
Chewy mm-hmm. bacon? That's some good stuff.
Yeah. I'm like super paranoid that, oh my god, it's not done. I'm going to get sick. You know?
Yeah, if you get sick, you get sick, and then you get Opalopus in your place, whatever.
Yeah, and you're good. You just got a nice little jingle.
Yeah,
crispy bacon reminds me of, like, dog treats, and I'm like, no thanks.
Yeah, you'll just get Sammy Davis Jr. hands, and then you'll be all right.
And then they got to come up with a song for that.
Sammy Davis Jr. hands, you will die. That's all I got.
they're still workshopping.
I'm surprised at how many syllables you put in Junior.
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 Put 3 in there. Junior.
This is my boy, Junior. Oh, okay.
This is Junior. I do. Mariah used to make turkey bacon, and she would microwave it. And I will say turkey bacon is pretty good if you microwave it, because it's like, have you ever had fruit leather?
Yeah.
It's like meat leather. It's pretty good.
Sounds terrible.
Well, it's not bad. I like it.
I kind of look at like ham slices like fruit leather anyway.
I love ham.
Turkey ham bacon is not bacon. Don't call it bacon. It's a turkey product.
It's turkey bacon.
Taken?
It's taken.
Can we get Liam Neeson on the cover of it?
Yeah, it's Liam Neeson's Taken. It's a Neeson brand.
I haven't seen those movies. I hope it's not a spoiler.
I've seen one of them, and there is so much turkey bacon. I think you kill someone by stuffing turkey bacon into them. Ooh. Not like a mouth or anything, just inside. You use it as a knife.
And then they have to go to the hospital and get it taken out.
Yeah, he puts it inside, and it's all crumbly. It just crumble. And you can't get it out, so they have to go to the hospital.
The classic Liam Neeson line, crumble.
crumble. And then fade to black.
Yeah.
And then credits roll, and then it's The Middle by Jimmy Eat World, and we move on.
Yeah. Drake and Josh are there.
Hey. Yeah.
Thank you, Kyle.
Just take some time, give a little bit of around.
Starring Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
Crumble.
Yeah, you started to like pinch his hands like he was a crab.
Yeah. Crumble. He won an Oscar on those lines.
Yeah, those are his famous lines. Mm-hmm. That's like Matthew McConaughey's favorite lines that everyone knows him for.
Which
he,
are?
He walks in and he goes, "Hey, baby." That's like his big thing. You know,
I was expecting you to actually make an attempt at Matthew McConaughey, and I shouldn't have. I shouldn't have given you that much credit. I shouldn't have been ready for a real a line.
You played yourself.
Yeah, you sounded like Barney coming home from a hard day at work.
Hey, babe. That's his classic. It's the classic Matthew McConaughey line from that movie he's in, the age old film Breakfast Club.
That's the one.
He played Desk B.
In room 7A.
In room 7A, yeah. It was class 10. It was their homeroom. What other day is it?
It's National Prosecco Day.
Prosecco? I was trying to think of something funny with Prosecco. Uh-huh.
I don't even know what it is.
Prosecco? Isn't it a drink?
I believe it's a wine.
About. It's a wine?
It's the most popular wine in Italy.
You know what else is really popular in Italy at some time? It's a little treat. Called Casa Marzu.
Yep.
I'm still determined to try it.
Okay.
Even though it's illegal on many levels.
You would have to go there to eat it, though.
I would have to go there and also buy it on the black market because it's illegal to have.
Mm.
Which one is that again?
It's the cheese.
Okay, that's got the maggots in it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I would like to bring some for the show, but...
No, thank you.
I do have a nice little sweet treat planned for us for Christmas.
Mm. Yeah, fuck.
Because I'm sure that Kyle's going home for Christmas, and I'll be going home for Christmas.
So debatable.
Debatable? All right.
Well, I'm going to go sleep at your guys' place for Christmas.
That's weird. We can just meet up halfway and just get a hotel, like last time.
Mm. Did we do that? What are you talking about last time?
Was that you?
No.
Well, who was I with? Anyways, Prosecco Day.
Get fucked up.
Yeah, just drink a shit ton of wine.
Yeah, you just call it Prosecco. It doesn't even have to be it.
Get alcohol poisoning and then go to Oompa Loompa Hospital and have them sing a song to you.
As you get your stomach pumped.
Yeah. I was trying to make that joke.
But... You get stunk pumped. They'll probably shove a couple breads in you to get it soaked up so they can just pull it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then Liam Neeson will be there and crumble.
He's the doctor.
Yeah,
he takes off his mask and he goes, "The bread's crumble.
crumble. And Matthew McConaughey's there as a desk. And he's like, "Hey, baby."
I can't wait to wake up from this fever dream.
It's going to get snubbed at the Oscars, though, but, you know.
You never know. Matthew McConaughey is a pretty strong act, and Liam Neeson's already won a couple of Emmys. With that classic crumble line, it gets him every year. It's he uses it every movie, but for some reason, it's just so entertaining that he wins the Emmys every year.
Every single year,
he's just that good with him. He changes the inflection. One year it's crumble. The next year he switches it up on it. He goes crumble. It's a nice little mix up he gives you.
Mm-hmm. That is it for the news days.
Hell yeah.
Cool.
So, well, this time last year, I think,
yeah,
we were in a hotel room all sleeping together.
Mm-hmm. In one bed.
In We were in one bed.
We were in one
Kyle
bed.
And Gage, Kyle and Jarrett were in a bed, and me and Gage were sharing a bed for a weekend. And that was very... I had a very good time.
You're getting all the Tumblr girls all riled up. They're making... They're shipping us together right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's...
Fan art.
Product placement.
If fan art gets made of us... What's that?
You ever... Whenever you, like, have to rearrange your pee-pee...
I'm sorry.
Do you call it product placement?
No.
I do. I'm like, hang on, I gotta get some product placement going. But let's go ahead with what you were saying.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, if we get fan art made of us where it's like Rule 34, how we do podcast, and we're in precarious situations, does that mean we've made it?
I hope so.
That's my deal.
Could it be labeled a Smash Con? Because like we're in the beds smashing?
We can start there.
I would think at least that's what was happening.
Now, is there a subreddit for this, or...
We can build one.
Okay.
There was a moment when I was sleeping that every time I would wake up, my butt would be, like, up against Gage's side.
Because
he slept like a wood log. He didn't roll or move anywhere. He just stayed in place, and that was really bizarre for me. Mm-hmm. So I'd wake up, like, curled up, just, like, touching Gage, and I'd be like, I gotta scoot back over.
Gage, do you sleep on your back with your arms at your shoulders like a vampire?
No, but I should.
Okay.
You should. I think you would do it anyways for fun times.
I'm going to just freak out the people who sleep over with me. And so that when they wake up, they're like, oh my God.
I sleep with my eyes open. I'm sorry.
One of my sisters actually sleeps with her eyes open.
Oh, take a drink. Fucking, take a shot.
It's really
creepy. But yeah, SmashCon's gone. We didn't go this year. Gage went for one of the days.
I went for one day. SmashCon's different now because it used to be... I mean, it always was the same thing. It was always the tournament side that was the biggest drawing factor for it. But now it's just like only the tournament. There's not a lot else that goes on. Like the vendors are kind of pushed to the side and they're given smaller spaces each year. You know, the indie games are the same indie games that have been there. I think, pretty sure the same indie game has been there every year since SmashCon's been there. And it's since 2015, and it's that game is still trying to come out on Wii U. And I'm not sure what the hell the plan is there.
Is it Rivals of Aether?
No. But that was there as well.
Yeah.
Brawlhalla?
I don't think... No, yeah, Brawlhalla was there.
Oh, is it that one... it's not called Squad. It's like...
It's got Geno in it. It's got all the...
Well, no, it's the one that's made by Wave Dash.
Smash Flash?
No, it's not. It's not one. It's not a Smash clone. It's. I can't remember what it's called, but it's made by a company called Wave Dash.
Oh, it
might be Skyhook
or something. Icons. Yeah, Icons was there last year, but not
okay.
This year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the game I'm talking about. It's called Sneaky Ninja. It's not even a Smash clone.
Oh.
It's like a platformer where you play as a ninja. It's weird. Anyway, it's been there forever, and I don't know what the hell is going on with that game. So, like, for someone who doesn't play competitively or doesn't, like, I won't sit and watch Smash Bros. Tournaments for 8 hours a day, so I have to try and find something else to do. It's not much there for me anymore. I still like the convention, but and seeing people I know. But, like, you know, it's just, it is what it is. It's basically like you're going to a tournament now. They shouldn't even call it a Super Smash Con. It should just be a tournament.
So if you were to compare the NSFW pictures from last year, how would they compare?
We call them hentai.
Okay, hentai pictures.
These ones are a lot more tame.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
That's surprising.
They really cut down on the hentai.
I guess new generation, like, hey, there's 5-year-olds here, man. You can't show...
there were a few booths that did have the mouse pads that had the boobs and the butt sticking out. There were some precarious like pictures. I didn't see anyone that had nudity, but it was like the ones where it's like, oh, here's Samus wearing her Zero Suit Samus costume, and everything is skin tight, so you can see everything. But it wasn't like, this is just two girls doing it. Like it was
like last year.
Yeah. Or like a piece of paper was censoring it. Like, don't look under this if you're this age or something.
Hey, ask us to look under this piece of paper.
You want
to
see some smut? Here you go.
That's how it was. It was really bizarre for me when we first went. I did not expect that at all.
And last year was the first time I'd seen SmashCon do stuff like that. Because I've done, you know, other anime conventions and PAX and things. And, you know, when they do it, it's usually... everything's just out, and this is just how it is. The artist alley. Here's the artist alley. Here's people selling their stuff, and here's just a lot of hentai.
There's a lot of titties.
So like, you just walk down a hallway, and like, there's left on your left and your right. There's just fucking boobs and body pillows and things like that. Usually they are covered.
Very dim hallway.
Yeah, they are covered, but they're not hiding what they're selling. So there's that. And so SmashCon's fine. You know, there wasn't much for me to do. There was no story to follow for me, and I didn't stick around long enough to just see any of the tournaments go. They had the stage set up differently, so it was set up in a round this year instead of like a front forward stage.
I saw that. It looked really good.
It looks nice, and it was a nice setup, but like, I don't know. It looks
smaller this year.
It felt smaller too, which was weird because like last year when they had the big final stage up there, everyone's just looking one way. They felt like there was 1,000 seats there, but now it's like, oh, there's like 100 people fit around here, and that's kind of it.
And it was still kind of small last year, it seemed like. So like, for it to look smaller than it was last year is pretty surprising.
Yeah, I think it's because of all the added like pool space they had to do, because they had like 2,000 entrants in Ultimate. Like, they had a lot of pools.
Jeez.
Yeah.
It was hot.
Nice joke, Ian. I'm trying to ignore that as best as I can. There was the only time I stopped and like tried to figure something out was there was one booth where this guy was trying to push his app he was making, and it said, and it was called Thunder.
Thunder.
Was it about Garth Brooks in any way?
What's that?
Thundercats?
Was it about Garth Brooks in any way?
No.
Like Thunder Rolls or anything like that?
No. It was okay. So like the signs they had up for it said like sorry, I was reading my phone. Where it was like, it said like a professional network for gamers and esports enthusiasts. And I was like, this sounds interesting. Let's figure it out.
Twitter?
So before I talked to the guy about it, I looked it up, and it said like, this is the LinkedIn for video game professionals. I was like, that sounds like a nice networking thing they're going to do. So like on Twitter, they have like 50 followers. I was like, okay, so this thing must be fucking new. So then I start talking to the guy about it. He goes, yeah, it's basically a way to keep track of your money matches.
Oh.
And I was
not
like,
at all what it sounds
really?
Like, I was like, I read your whole thing on Twitter and stuff. Nothing says anything about money matches. What does it do? And then he's just like, oh, you just sign up for the app, you put in there how much you've bet, and then how much you've won. I was like, interesting.
So it's a calculator.
Yeah, but then like the next level of it is, I think that like if you can do money matches online with people through this app, but like I think they take a cut of it. But like anytime you sign up, you get like a free $5 to use in a money match for something like that. So that's how they get their money back. So I was like, this doesn't sound. Why don't you just? In my head, I'm like, why don't they just PayPal or Venmo money back and forth? Why do they need you?
Right.
But I didn't say these things because I was already misled by the marketing of the app. Because nowhere on any of the marketing did it say money matches or was about sports betting.
Well, not only that, but dude, apps are expensive to make.
Yeah.
Like, apps are really expensive to make.
Mm-hmm. And I tried to figure out, like, if there was anything worth talking about with this thing. I'm like, you're not doing anything new that's not already existing.
Yeah, it's basically a calculator notepad.
Yeah.
Venmo.
You are a facilitator, basically.
Yeah, and trying to take cuts out of people's money matches by being in the way.
You're a bad bank.
Well, you can use my CRT, but I want like a cut of it.
Right.
That's interesting. I remember last year, did you talk to any interesting people?
Nope.
Like
nope.
Anybody like...
Sure didn't.
That maybe have... some kind of thing with Patreon or
nope,
a secret Twitter maybe. Anything like that?
Nope, nothing like that.
Okay,
are you sure?
Are you sure?
Really, really sure.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, and SmashCon is still fun. I'll still go next year. You know, I've been every year. I have perfect attendance at SmashCon. Don't mean to brag.
No, fucking brag about it.
weird flex, but okay.
Yeah, it is weird.
I have five shirts. Look at me.
Yep.
Five?
This year's, yeah, because, well, 2015. This one's purple. So it's purple. And I was like, oh, that's a nice color. But, like, so when they, when I got my,
that's cute.
Press approval, like, they made sure, like, one of their FAQs to bold out their, like, t-shirts are for paying attendees only. They're not entitled to press people. So I was like, interesting, because they give me one every year I go. So I went up there and got my press pass. Which was annoying anyway. Well, not as annoying as it could have been because they had new security lines, so it was like took forever to
heard
get
about
into.
That, yeah,
I
into
didn't hear the, about that.
Yeah, so like I'm out there and like it was the weirdest security system I had seen for a convention where they had the metal detectors, but you had to take everything out of your pockets first, put it in a black bin, hand it to somebody, walk through the metal detectors. That person ran it to another table where they checked it all out, and then you had to go over there and like claim your box. It was really weird. It wasn't like utilized well. And then the guy got mad at everybody in line for not understanding how it worked. And I was like, no one does it like this. Why are you being? Why is this so complicated? So that was annoying. And then like the ticket booth where I'm supposed to get my press badge was booked full of people. I was like, God damn, I'm not waiting through all this. So I asked one of the volunteers, I was like, hey, where can I go get my media badge so I don't have to wait in line here? And she goes, oh, go right over there. So I just went to the info desk and talked to someone that was working there. And then he handed me my badge, and I was like, do I get a shirt? And he goes, here you go. they just don't care because they don't explain the rules to anybody. So I got a shirt.
Yeah, that was just one guy that was like, I don't want to give out shirts to everybody. And everyone's like, well, we have like a billion of
yeah.
them. So
we got a really good deal on them. So just take
way
it.
Way too many. So, and then I walked around for a bit.
Me and Kyle went through a security line this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah, that was. It was funny. Kyle pulled out his vape and set it down, and then the guy looked at it for a second, like he was really confused as to what it was. And then he was like, oh, okay. And then waved a magic wand around Kyle. It was a protection spell.
Yeah.
And then he sent us through and let us in.
Kyrga, I think is what it was.
Yeah, it was Kyrga.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to a concert that got rowdy as hell. People were hanging off of the ceiling.
Holy shit, yeah.
They almost broke a fire
a
pipe.
A sewage pipe?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, that would have been dope.
It would have been sick as shit.
Literally. Everybody would have been sick.
Oh, it'd have been wet as hell.
Salmonella for everybody.
And then Oompa Loompa songs and our
bring
business
the Oompa
booms.
Loompas in.
Yeah. And then we make a lot of money on these little things.
It was at a concert. So, I mean, maybe it was planned.
Our backup encore set is to bring out the Oompa Loompas.
Our big selling point. Come on, guys.
It's an encore band of Oompa Loompas.
They don't even mention it. They just do it. And my car got towed also.
Oh,
so that
your
was
car got towed.
Awesome.
They're very strict about
very
that.
Strict.
At Walmart. Or, I mean,
McDonald's. Yeah.
You said got towed at a McDonald's?
Yeah. The McDonald's towed us.
Wow. And they were like, hey, don't park here.
And,
I'm
we're
like,
park there.
All right.
Fuck you,
like, we'll be in and out in 3 hours. NBD.
And when I went to pick it up yesterday, like 8 o'clock at night, they're like, oh, you had an hour, like one more hour, and would have been here for 24 hours, and we would have charged you more.
Wow. Yeah.
So then that means if the concert was at 7, we got there at like 7:30, so it was probably parked safely for 55 minutes before it was towed, 5 minutes away.
Fuck you, McDonald's.
Yeah.
Hey, that's how it rolls.
Never going there
again.
To be
fair, it was right on the boardwalk, so I feel like tourists do that shit all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And so they have to be kind of assholes about it. But at the same time, like, man, come on! It was a Friday night, and the parking lot was dead empty.
Yeah. Because at first I'm like, well, you know, nobody's like parking here, so that's either a good sign or not a good sign.
Did you ever think you should go into McDonald's and order something and eat in your car and then leave? So they were like, oh, those were those guys that were here. They might still be eating in their car or something.
That was something that I suggested. I said, we should get a receipt, go and buy like a small fry receipt and be like, oh, we're McDonald's customers. And if they told us, be like, what the fuck? We're McDonald's customers.
We were eating in the restaurant. What the hell?
But instead, I said, no, let me look for a McDonald's receipt in my car real quick. Couldn't find one and just left.
You suck.
I feel like it still would have gotten towed anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they would have felt bad about it.
We should have gone in and been like, hey, can we get a small fry? We're that red car right there. We're McDonald's customers.
Yeah. We're throwing you a bone here. Help us out.
And then just wink a lot.
Be cool.
Just be cool.
Mm-hmm. Or else we're coming back.
Yeah, or we will throw hands. I did have to take a pee-pee real bad. And so we went up to McDonald's. And I said, are you guys closing? And the guy goes, yeah, we're closed. And I said, okay. And then we Ubered, and I was really worried I was going to pee in this guy's truck. And then he turned on Hercules, and I was like, so, oh, I'm okay.
Wait, what?
So the weirdest, I thought it was, like, really weird. Ian didn't think it was weird at all.
I thought it was awesome.
So we got in the Uber. It was this jacked up truck, right? And it had, he had, like, a monitor in the front, and we had two, we sat in the back. So we had two monitors. It was like a, it was like a Dodge Ram 1500, like, souped up truck, right?
How many people are in this Uber?
Just me and Ian.
Oh, okay.
And the driver.
Yeah.
Sure.
Respectively. And
we respect.
And so we were probably in there for maybe like 5 minutes. I think he's playing music. I'm not sure.
He was playing music.
And then all of a sudden,
because I felt those rumbles of that bass in my foot, and I was like, I'm gonna pee.
Do you think he knew?
I think he could tell.
So like 5 minutes in, he just turns it probably to the middle of, like, 2014's Hercules with The Rock.
Oh, it wasn't even the animated one.
No, it was The Rock.
Man.
And it was like we called the fair when he was, like, on his break, like, watching it. And he's like, shit, I gotta drive here real quick. Picked this up and was just like, I'm gonna finish it if y'all don't mind. And just didn't say anything about it.
It was weird, because, like, all of a sudden, it turned on, and, like, I didn't know what was going on. This guy was quitting the team, and they were throwing gold at him, and then The Rock gets captured after they kill two people, and then they're like, these are wolves, but they're kind of Cerberus, but they're still wolves, and they ate his family, and then he broke chains.
And he kind of looks like Kratos from God of War, but definitely not.
I almost stayed in the Uber just to finish the movie because I really wanted to know what happened. But we got out. I was upset.
So in that situation, would it have been weird for me to just commented on the shitty movie that he put on? Would that have been like the best scenario?
You should have reminded him or told him that we have a movie review podcast, and this would be a perfect situation.
Hey, can you start this over? Can you drive us around for an hour and a half?
I need to take notes.
That would have been good. But yeah, that was funny. And the best part, his name was Richard.
It was Richard.
Which okay. is Kyle's name.
Just Kyle's it is. Name.
I felt a certain kinsmanship with him.
Did you guys like lock eyes and move in a little close at one point, and then you like snapped
out? Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, we were like, no, we can't do this.
Right.
When I was walking up to the truck, I thought it'd be really funny to do something, but then again, I was like, I really don't want to get shot. So I walked up to his door, the driver's door, when he got there, and I almost opened up his door. And I stopped myself, and I went to the seat behind him. And I was like, how funny would it have been if I opened up his door and was like, all right, get out. Like,
we're robbing you now. Yeah.
So, like, yeah. Thanks for the ride, dude. Uber's great.
So when the car was pulling up, how did you identify the Uber?
Oh, he had blue lights everywhere. Okay. He was just a big fucking flashlight.
So you knew right away that was your Uber.
Yeah, like LED fluorescent bright lights.
It also helped that Kyle waved at him.
Yeah.
Do you guys Uber often?
Nope.
No.
This is the first time I've ever Ubered.
Really? So when I go on trips, I have to Uber all the time. One of the ways I found out, the best way to find out what the Uber is to look at the license plate. But sometimes that entails you, like, really leaning to the middle of the road, and I've seen, like, people almost get hit by other cars trying to figure out what car is their Uber. And it becomes this whole, like, giant guessing game of, well, I could risk my life for a little bit, but I gotta find out if this is my car or not.
That's fair.
So I don't know if this is Frank or not. Yeah. It is a Focus.
I was in an Uber once in Boston, where as soon as we started to leave, the lady's tire blew. And she had to fix it right there while I was in the Uber, and I was really concerned if I was being charged for that time or not.
You didn't help her?
Yeah, you didn't help her.
Hell no.
Do you know how to help?
No.
Oh.
Why would I? That would have made things way worse, or I would have been just my condescending self going, I think it goes lefty loosey, lady.
So, like, what had happened where you just like, oh, yikes, you got this, right?
Well, she pulled out of the little parking area, like, off the side of the road to go, and then it was like, and she's like, oh, I think my tire is just popped, and then parked again, and I'm in there with Nine, our, you know, Ian, you know Nine, and yeah. we're just looking at each other like, what the fuck? And then she starts jacking up the truck, and we're like, okay, I guess we're just sitting sideways now.
Good luck, ma'am.
Yeah. So that was my Boston Uber experience that one time. I've ridden a lot of Ubers. That was only like the one time that had happened. But
you should have had Nine go out and be like, I can help you, but I'm actually not allowed to help change tires anymore since this. And he holds up his hand that's missing a finger.
Yep. Or he could start working on it and just start screaming and act like he had just lost the finger then.
Bring ketchup or something.
Yeah.
It took it.
I did get an Uber in L.A. once where the guy pulled up to where I was standing on the curb and then took off. He just sped away.
And did he recognize you?
I don't think so.
Were
I don't know how he would've.
In a frightening manner?
No. It was just after the Ubisoft conference, standing there trying to get my Uber back to my Airbnb. He pulled up, saw me, and left. Then I had to order another Uber.
What if he just had to take a real bad shit? And he was like, I can't do this.
Like,
he's
one of those people when the time comes, it's happening now.
It's go time.
Yeah.
I don't have it, like a hold it button.
I don't have a hold it button. I'm either zero or 100.
But it is really hard to order an Uber while like 600 other people are also ordering Ubers. And that's annoying.
Oh, I bet. That sucks.
It does suck. So, I'm glad your guys' Uber experience was nice, though.
Yeah, he was nice. He had no hair.
Yeah.
Sweet.
He was a big man with glasses and no hair on his head.
Scootin'?
Scootin'?
Boot scootin', Biggie?
This is your topic, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, down here in Virginia Beach, there are a lot of scooters.
Those bird scooters.
Bird scooters, Lime scooters. I feel like there's another company.
Ride or Die.
Yeah. There are a lot of people that ride them, and they are terrible drivers.
Mm. We did see one. It was two men driving one of them.
Mm-hmm. Just bros being bros.
Just bros being bros, holding each other's hips and going straight on a little Razor scooter that's electric.
What's the best way to handle very inconsiderate pedestrians in this situation?
On the scooter? Or
on the scooters.
Or while you're driving?
Yeah, it's like, are you
both.
On the scooter or are they? Okay.
They are on the scooter. You are trying to pay attention to what the fuck they're doing.
Are you walking or driving?
Driving.
Bring an air horn.
Yeah, bring an air horn.
Everywhere you go. Or a megaphone. A lot of power with a megaphone. People don't realize how quickly other people listen to you if you have a megaphone.
Oh, so, yeah, megaphone is instant sign of power.
Yes.
So just something that makes a lot of noise. Pretty very much. Quickly.
What if you just start screaming the juggalo? The whoop whoop?
Okay.
What if you just start screaming that? Do you think people would, like, listen?
I think so. Do a quick 180, make sure their surroundings are...
If you get in a situation where you can run over someone's foot, try and trick off them.
Okay.
That's another way to assert dominance. Because what you really want to do is when you're riding on one of these scooters is assert dominance. Mm-hmm. Own the sidewalk. Take back the night.
Get the biggest combo.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to get those strings going. You got to get skate. Got to get the skate letters.
Get really good at doing
letters.
A manual. If you can do a manual between your verts, you're on it.
There's a secret tape somewhere.
It's a Blu-ray.
Yeah, you have to get that tape. And that's extra points. There's three bird's nests in separate spaces. You have to grind them off of the buildings and rails. And then also there's some cherry pies that you have to do tricks on and knock them over and in a string of six score combos. Do you think that they ever made a Tony Hawk game with scooters?
No.
Pro scooter?
I'm sure somewhere there's like a 12-year-old Gage in some timeline that's like, I really hope they make a Tony Hawk scooter soon.
I really hope that Tom... Tom Jenkins Pro Scooter comes out soon.
Tom Green's Pro Scooter.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
There was a game on the Dreamcast called Razor Freestyle Scooter. And it looks like this guy is terrified to be on this scooter.
Now, we have a Wii that has Dreamcast games on it, and I am now determined to find that game on our Wii and play it and see if I can get some sick combo scores.
Do it.
I want to get my tail whips, and I want to get my 360 nose bones going.
Do you think...
Here we go.
See, these are Razor scooters, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is there a trick where you jump, fold them up, and then unfold them, and it lands?
Yourself?
Yeah. No, wait. Oh. What?
You go ahead. You fold it.
Sorry?
Or you fold it up and fold it up open and
You fold the scooter in half.
You think it's called like the accordion?
Yeah.
The scissors.
Yeah. The Weird Al.
Oh, the Weird Al. The Weird Al scissors.
You know there is a guy out there who tried to mod his scooter where it's like, listen, this thing doesn't clasp at all. It's just fucking loosey-goosey. So when I'm up there in that vert, you know.
He does a sick like handstand on the handlebars and it's just flapping back and forth. Just flapping in the wind. So I've been listening a lot to Oliver Tree.
Oh, cool.
He's a musician. And he was a semi-pro scooter, freestyle scooterer.
Wow, that's neat.
And he was
a scooterer.
He was on a semi-pro team, and...
Wowie zowie.
He said that scootering is fucking nuts. And I've always wanted to see some freestyle scooters. Can we send an email to the X Games, please, and say, where's your scooter team at? Get your scooter going. Because they have skateboarding now.
They didn't before?
Really? No. You think so, Kyle?
They stopped doing skateboarding for a while, for a couple of years.
The Jews faked the moon landing.
Too dangerous or just...
It was just too... There was too many hoodlums, too many street youths running around doing the dope. Now look.
Thanks, Ian. Now it is huge.
Just scooter it in.
Now we have no scooters and it's legal. I don't understand.
Come on. There?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, shit. Hold on. I want to...
What happened, Gage?
We've been talking for like 40 minutes.
I know. That's the problem. This is going to be an annoying edit now. My Audacity locked up, and so did my Discord at the same time, so I lost you guys for a bit. So I missed that whole conversation. And now I'm back, and I don't know where.
You plugged in. Just start adding in. Just start chiming in now, like, and then we'll just cut it. Just go ahead and... So what I want you to do, Gage, this is going to be really difficult on your end.
Yeah, I'm not going to do this, but
me and Kyle are going to be completely quiet. You just start saying generic responses, like, oh, yeah, cool, and like, oh, yeah, hell yeah, I agree, or like, no way, man, or like stuff like that, and we'll just be quiet. We'll let you have this and then just splice them in wherever you feel is necessary, okay? We'll give you about 5 seconds. Ready?
Five?
Five, four, three.
Wait, how many responses do you need from me?
Seven. Go.
Oh, cool. Wow, that's neat. Wowie zowie. Really? You think so, Kyle? Thanks, Ian. It is huge. No, what's up? The Jews faked the moon landing.
All right, and that's it.
So, all right, cool.
So we're just going to... You go ahead and splice those in. Just edit it in post. It'll just splice those in to our conversation. That you definitely missed. Well, actually, you didn't miss, because you definitely responded to him as everybody just heard.
Yeah,
I was here the whole time. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I really feel like some of those are going to fit really well.
I think so, too. Especially my favorite one with the... I don't want to repeat it. So we're just going to go ahead. Scooters, man. They fucking pull out the best in you.
Yeah, they get you. They get you good. Right by the tank.
Right by the zipper holder.
Right in the knees.
Where God zipped you up.
All right. Scooters accomplished. Done. Stamped.
All right. So this past weekend, I needed an interview transcribed, and I needed it, like, quickly. And one of my friends, and she listens to the show, Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Thank you for listening.
Don't get any pig blood on you at prom.
Yep. That's probably a constant fear of hers.
Now, I would imagine if my name was Carrie, I'd be afraid of A, pig's blood, B, the cool popular kids, see the guy that's pretending to go to prom with me just so he can play a dang prank on me. And D, telekinetic powers.
Yeah, well, that sounds kind of cool.
And also E, my mom, who wants to kill me for being the devil.
So anyway, so she swears by Fiverr. Using Fiverr, you know, you get things done quick for a nominal fee. And this is the first time I'd ever used it. So I had a 36-minute interview I needed to transcribe. So I went on Fiverr and found someone to do it. Perfect. It cost me like $12.
That's not
because
five.
It was and no five. So the thing is, the guy that was transcribing was like, it's $5, and I'll do 20 minutes of an interview. If you have anything more than that, there's going to be more for it. So 36 minutes was $10, but then Fiverr charges like a $2 service fee.
Gotcha.
So I don't know the point of calling it Fiverr. They should just call it hand us money.
That's what they call a job.
Yeah,
they should just call it jobber.
Jabber Joe. So I sent him the transcript, and I've listened to the interview, and it sounds fine. And you know, I tried to be clear. I was like, listen, the one person who's asking the questions is me. It's Gage. The other person answering the questions, his name is Joey. And we're talking about Shenandoah University. I was very clear because I was like, these are not like normal things. And the person who did the transcribing, not from this country.
Okay.
Why did you make that decision?
Because he was like a top rated transcriber. So I get the transcription back, and man, it is full of errors.
Errors as in
spelling
errors?
So what are you transcribing
errors?
It into, or what are you transcribing it as?
What do you mean?
Like, what do you mean by transcribing? Like, what is transcribing?
Audio to text.
Yeah, so he listens to the audio and writes down, so I have a printout of it, basically.
Oh, I was thinking transpose. Never mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, not that.
So how did you fuck that one? It's just words into words.
Yeah. Let me look here. So one of my things that I said, I was supposed to say, that's always how it works. So what is the 2020 goal for Shenandoah in esports? And he sends back, that's always how it works. Yeah. So kind of, comma, what is 2020 goal for Shannon and youth sports?
Interesting. Interesting adaptation.
Some would say wrong.
Some would say.
Not right.
What country was this boy from?
Oh, I don't know. One of those Middle Eastern ones.
Canada.
Yeah, the Middle East country of Canada.
Yeah.
So in like this situation, because I have to listen back to my interview now at the same time while I try and read this and piece together an article for it. I say here, oh, come on. I like extra plus the speed at mode. And I don't know what the hell that's supposed to be.
I've heard you say that before. That's a classic Gage line.
Yeah.
That's a Gage colloquialism right there.
Yeah, collegialism. What you said.
So are you disputing?
No, and I did that thing where I was too awkward to ask for a revision, so I was like, yeah, it's good, fine, I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So, like, the next line, Joey says, oh no, way, but some kind of sports are VR something. He has something in here. Like, he didn't know what it was, he just wrote something.
Huh.
Or VR something. That's a good job. I want to transcribe things.
So, is there a program that you can throw this into?
What, the words?
Yeah. No, not for the what? Words, but, like,
like
I'm
the
saying,
audio,
like, the audio.
And it makes it into a...
Oh, I don't think so.
Or it just, like, creates captions.
But I bet it would be far worse than this. Like, it would not work out.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it'd be worse. And this part, this quote here says, "Oh, I wish I had a 100 down pitching that."
That's gamer talk.
Yeah, it's gamer talk, I guess. He got Baltimore Orioles correct though. Nailed that.
That's a well-known bad team, though.
Yeah, everyone knows how bad they are.
I mean, Ray Liotta Lewis. Is the dream queen of it, right?
Here I say, we have a team in alleys. Sure, that's a subjective term, a little bit.
Hell yeah.
I don't know what the fuck this is. So I'm almost like further back in my progress of getting this whole thing done.
You gotta basically redo the whole thing.
Yeah. $12.
You just burnt $12.
Oh, man.
You can give me $12 and I'll pretend to write stuff down. I'll write you a really good... report, book report on your video audio.
So are you going to be using Fiverr again for anything, or?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I want to pull up. Do you guys think you have any services you could do Fiverr for?
I think so too,
apparently
Gage.
Don't have to do that well.
Wow. Yes. Classic Gage. You're right. It is big. The Jews faked the moon landing.
Mm.
I think so too.
Actually, I don't agree.
What do you think about that, Kyle?
Yes.
Oh, I missed you're
a
back.
Little bit of the, okay. I missed a little bit of the front of that, and then I just heard you doing my quotes again. I was like, I'm confused.
Oh yeah, you cut out.
Yeah, you cut out real bad.
So we were going ahead and adding our thing, our part of it.
See, I opened up Fiverr to look at some of this stuff, and then it just totally
and it crashed the computer again.
Yep, and now so Fiverr is useless.
Hold on,
but now like Fiverr is like hitting me up constantly on my emails to try and figure out like what I'm good at and how I can offer my services to Fiverr and its people.
I'm good at being awkward and uncomfortable.
I'm good at being a social pariah.
Yeah. Is there a job for that, please?
Hey, you want me to talk to that girl you like so I can fuck it up for you? Guaranteed.
No problem. I'll have it done by next week.
Sam, just send me her personal phone number and I'll have those text conversations blocked immediately. Guaranteed 100% though.
What do you guys think you would do on Fiverr if you got a Fiverr job?
I can do mediocre podcast hosting.
I could edit.
For $5 an hour. Anything over there?
So $5 a show then.
Yeah.
Okay. That's very cheap.
It's Fiverr, dog.
Yeah, I guess.
Would you guys offer up your Super Smash Bros. Tournament success?
No. Nah, never. Never, never, never.
Well, we know that Fiverr is not all about good.
Mm.
And being good.
I'm good at being awkward and coming up with jokes that aren't funny.
Oh, yeah, if you need a joke that's not funny.
I'm your guy.
Yeah.
You got it. 100%. Fucking crushing it.
You need a really bad pun? I got you.
I thought about, like, buying a logo on Fiverr before.
Well, it would just be done in MS Paint, right?
That's what I'm afraid of.
Oh. You guys go ahead with what you're saying.
I say, Kyle, if you give me $4, I'll do one in MS Paint for you.
Really?
Yeah.
I
even use the stamp tool.
Shit.
Wow. You watermark that boy?
Uh-huh.
What if you were to make it in like Photoshop? I was going to say Premiere, but that's not...
I could do Photoshop.
Okay. Is that an upcharge or like...
I think my paint skills are better.
Discussing.
Okay.
Are you guys doing actual business?
I think so.
No.
Wait.
Are we really?
No, what? Okay.
If you need a logo, I could try.
No, Ian, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Did you go to stand-up last week?
Last week, no, I didn't. No.
You said you were going to go.
Yeah,
said you were going to go.
I wasn't feeling funny that day, so I didn't go.
Oh, why was that day any different than it?
Thanks, Gage.
Ouch. Did you end up watching the video?
No.
Send us the video, Kyle.
No! It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I accidentally stumbled onto it the other day.
Ooh, can we turn your video into like one of those ring things where like we send it to a bunch of people on our email list?
You have to send it to somebody in 7 days or you get stabbed.
Yeah.
That's not at all what I thought you all were like meant at first, but yeah, no, we can't do that. I don't know. I thought this was another app that I was unaware of.
Like Ringworm?
Yeah, Ring.
The Ring.
Like the home thing?
Ring's an app where people re-record VHS tapes.
Oh, didn't know that.
Uh-huh. It's pretty impressive that they still have that technology.
Oh, that's interesting. Kind of like the Clerks?
Ooh.
Clerks? The movie Clerks? Where they re-record over top of VHSs and sell them?
Oh, no, that's Thank You for Rewinding.
Yeah.
With Jack Black and Mos Def.
Jack Black.
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, all right. Are you gonna go this week?
We'll see. I don't know. He's yet.
Not. That's going. A no.
I don't know.
That's a no.
Kyle, just drive an hour away to a city you don't know and mm-hmm. do stand up there, so you won't be embarrassed by seeing those people in the day to day.
Well, it's not that I'm embarrassed. It's just like I don't know where to go from here. Like, just start throwing out one liners that I have written down.
Yeah.
All right.
Go ahead. Just spout them off right now.
Right now.
And you know what is like the foolproof way? Just anytime you get on stage, like, hey everyone, I got some new material I want to try out. I haven't done this before. So they'll always think your stuff's brand new, so if it doesn't work, you're like, oh, you know, okay, that one doesn't land, move on. It doesn't make you look like a bad comedian, it makes you look like a comedian doing new stuff.
Mm.
It's the perfect out.
You don't have any?
My notes app is not working right now.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Like, go ahead, Gage.
How convenient.
I was going to say, or do that thing where you just show a video of another comedian.
Oh, that's
a good one. No.
He's funny.
Don't do that one of that guy that gets made fun of, and then he's like, you think I can't pick up chicks? Look at my fucking arms. They're huge.
What?
Yeah, have you seen that? I'll send that to you on Discord. It's a video of this guy getting booed off stage, and goes, and he's like, I met up with this chick, and this other girl was like, yeah, right, because he was being an asshole. She's like you've ever met a girl, and he goes, you think I don't get chicks? Look at my fucking biceps. I get chicks.
Was that the guy that was in the, he was getting like a bagel or something like that. The short guy that went off on that lady in that store.
No, that guy's trying to be famous. This is a stand-up. This is a stand-up show.
I don't know.
Do you want to spit some sick one?
I do have. It's not a one-liner, but it's just something I wrote down. I was watching a TV show, and the main plot of it was a dog ate this guy's phone. And I thought that was kind of, like, exaggerated, I guess. I said, I can't get my dog to swallow medicine. Was your phone covered in Velveeta? That's it.
That's it?
That's it. That's all of it. All
right.
Nice closer.
Yeah. Thank you. You can watch my Netflix special. premiering tomorrow, actually.
Hell yeah.
It's really easy to get one.
It is. Amy Schumer does it.
Yeah, she's got him.
It's funny to me when people like are like, this comedian sucks, because once you're up on stage, it's a whole different world.
It's so different.
I mean, like, that's the same for everything, that when you're like, oh, this band sucks, like, they're terrible, and then you get on stage to go play music, and it's a different fucking game when you're actually on stage.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're saying is me and Kyle are now allowed to tell people who suck?
No.
Like, we know for sure if a comedian sucks or not now, because we've done it.
Yes.
I have more, like, empathy.
Respect.
Or not, yeah, respect. I say respect.
I have more empathy.
Because, like when stuff doesn't go, yeah, like, when they bomb, you're like, oh, God, I've been there, man. It's not fun.
I'm bombing, too.
I'm crying with you.
My reaction's just as bad.
Pearl Harbor, too.
Yep.
Poor guys.
But I think next week I'm gonna try to compile some stuff maybe for the next Monday and try to run them past you all and see what you think. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Cool.
All right. Well, I think that's gonna do it for us on today's episode. I hope you all had a good time, had a lot of fun times. You can find us on iTunes and on Spotify and on Google Play all for free. You can rate the video and subscribe and pound that like button. And Gage, his phone number is...
You suck.
No.
We're on Twitter, too. Follow us on Twitter.
Yeah. We're on Twitter, where we don't post at all.
We that's not a lie. That's a lie. That's not a lie. It is a lie.
Okay. All right, well, thank you, Chef. Stay golden, and do it for Johnny.